Good morning, Kent. How are you today?
Hey, I am doing fine. The coffee is kicking in on a beautiful sunshiny day. But you guys have done something really cool at Southern Illinois Worship Center to really spread some good cheer throughout Southern Illinois. Can you tell us a little bit about what you all have done for the kids around here?
Well, we all know that Easter's looking a little differently this year than it has in the past. And one of our favorite traditions, over time has been Easter egg hunts and Easter rains and things like that. And so we know this year, as a church, we couldn't do that the way that we've always done that before. Yeah. And so we partnered with Senator Dale Fowler, and been incredible. Him and his team have been incredible to work with. And we came up with a little solution to our problem. And so we came up with a little goodie bag. There's some coloring books in there. There's some crayons. And there is one Easter egg with a little message of hope in it. And there is some coupons in there for some ice cream from McDonald's. And we just want to say a big thank you. So many businesses, there's just so many people partnered with this. And so we just want to say a big thank you to all of them. These bags were distributed on Monday in Harrisburg. And then today they're going to the Carterville School District and Cairo School District. And then in Culp, they'll be going into Culp this weekend as well. But we do have two locations in Herron. It's a little bit different in Herron.
So you can come and pick these up in Herron?
Absolutely. But we want to clarify something, you know, Kent. We want to make this, you know, we do want to follow orders and all that good stuff. We want to be, you know, we want to be in compliance. If you have an essential run, if you have to go out, you can stop by Southside Lumber in Herron. Mm-hmm. They're an essential business. They're still open. And in their front foyer, you can pick up a bag, an Easter bag for your children. And so, but if you don't have an essential run, stay home. Stay home. We want to clarify that. Stay home. And on Sunday morning, if you have an essential run on Sunday morning on Easter, you can stop by Southern Illinois Worship Center and pick up a bag under the portico. And again, if you don't have an essential run, please stay home. So we just wanted to bring a little bit of cheer.
Well, and I know we don't have the Easter egg hunts, and a lot of my job to do every year at this time is to tell everybody where the Easter egg hunts are, and all the families would go and take all their kids, and we can't do that this year at different churches and what have you. But you guys have made a goodie bag with a coloring book and crayons, an Easter egg, and then Moreland Bishop Enterprises there at McDonald's giving everybody free ice cream. Is that right?
Yes, yes. A big shout out to Shane and Stephanie Bishop. I tell you, just so many people, Dietrich Insurance, I mean, different ones just stepped in, and Senator Dale Fowler. And it's just awesome to see communities coming together, people coming together. And you are so right, Kent. Let's see the good. Let's see the good. Let's celebrate the good. And can I just challenge people on that note? Reach out to someone, call someone, ask them how they're doing, speak a word of encouragement to them, because what you'll find is they'll probably end up speaking a word of encouragement to you. And I just think that that's just so powerful in this time. We need to feel like we have community more than ever before.
You've got the area covered there.
Yes, and I just want to say a huge thank you to Southside Lumber. And also, please remember, this is while supplies last, but they'll be available today, Thursday through Saturday. So excited about that. And I want to say a big thank you, the generosity of Southern Illinois Worship Center, the wonderful people that make up Southern Illinois Worship Center, donating coloring books and just giving financially to make this happen. We could not do what we do without the incredible people of Southern Illinois Worship Center. And I'm going to stop before I start crying.
And we are excited here at Z100 to have your husband bring us a message here coming up on Easter Sunday morning. We've got a community service, and of course, Southern Illinois Worship Center is represented there in that on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. with other local churches, and bringing that sense of community and togetherness even in this time. So we're looking forward to that as well. And Pastor Melissa, we appreciate you and everything that you're doing there. And you just have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
Hey, you too, Kent.